you need to be listening to? It's the Daily Dust. Oh, my nose is starting to itch. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split after 19 years of marriage. I don't even know what to think about this. Like, she was there for him through so much. They share two daughters, ages 14 and 17. They have not filed for divorce. Whoopi Goldberg criticized the emergence of AI actress Tilly Norwood, telling audiences on The View that digital performers lack human connection. You know, they lack way more than that.
What this means is AI in the workplace, not just my workplace, but in every industry. And some industries are using AI now. Mm-hmm. People, you know, talk about, you know, people are so lonely, they don't have a connection. Well, if you stick with this, with AI, you won't have any connection to anything but your phone.
Yeah, I've seen Terminator too many times, especially Terminator 2, to want AI in the workplace. Reading Rainbow is returning to PBS with a new host, Michael the Librarian. It's spelled M-Y-C-H-A-L. He is the sweetest person, by the way. There will also be special guests, including John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. Mr. Beast defended his latest stunt after trapping a professional stuntman in a burning building for a cash prize. Y'all, listen to how this sounds.
In case you're curious who this gentleman is, he's actually a professional stuntman. But we are going to push him to the max in this video.
He's still got
to
get the money. All the rooms are fire.
Watch out, killer. All right, that's two of the 10 bags.
He's on fire.
He's literally on fire. Hey, Nolan, get the fire extinguisher. Hurry up. The house is about to collapse.
No, the house is about to collapse is where I'm done with that. This is not okay. Josh Hartnett was hospitalized after a police cruiser collided with his car in Canada. He was heading back from a day of filming at the time. Snoop Dogg returned to the Olympics, joining NBC's 2026 Milan Cortina coverage as a special correspondent.
Guess who's back?
Love him so much. He'll spotlight athletes, local landmarks, and Olympic action from February 6th through the 22nd. Bill Murray's doing a show for Paramount Plus and the BBC where he travels around Ireland playing golf. Oh, wow. They're going to have to do a lot of editing for that. Bad Bunny says Jay-Z called him about the Super Bowl halftime show while he was in the middle of a workout.
I remember that after the call, I just did like 100 pull-ups. I was like, I didn't need more pre-workout or whatever. I was like,
Bad Bunny is so personable. I think you'll love his halftime show. Cat Stevens, aka Yusuf Islam, has postponed his upcoming book tour due to visa issues. And Taylor Swift shared a playful Target promo for the upcoming release of the Life of a Showgirl, The Crowd Is Your King vinyl.
All right, we are still rolling. We're going to try this again. Okay. We're elegant. We're luxurious. We're in front of the most beautiful pink vinyl we've ever seen.
What is going on with the posture?
It's giving no girl, not show girl. What are we doing? Elegance. Charm. Not that.
She's got cat hair all over her.
Come on, honey. This is show business.
The Life of a Showgirl. Exclusive edition only at Target. And it has a pretty big poster with it, too.
She wrote, directed, and starred in the promo. So it's available arriving October 3rd at Target. And finally, a dirt alert. Okay, so I don't want to call annoying women Karens anymore because I know too many sweet Karens. My sweet friend Karen from Bon Terre is one of them. Anyway, I don't want to call him Karen. I want to call him, you know, Carrie. How about Carrie? No, too many Carries? Whatever. I'm just going to call her Kay. Anyway, a Kay got roasted for taking a Patrick Mahomes headband out of the hands of a little kid at last weekend's Giants-Chiefs game. And after trying to defend herself on social media, she now wants to give it back to the kid. Yeah, because they roasted you. Anyway, all right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. My hands are dirty now. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?